You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Henry Sokolsky, the executive director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center, Golden Dome, Beijing, Reuters. China is, quote, seriously concerned about the U.S. Golden Dome Missile Defense Shield project, urged Washington to abandon its development. Henry, a very good evening to you. The Golden Dome, you introduced me to the Golden Dome weeks ago. First I'd heard of it. Since then, I've been reading and I even done reports on it. So is there a simple way to talk about what the president revealed earlier this week? There's a great graphic of North America with what appears to be a gold shine to it, and nobody coming in and nobody leaving. We're protected. What is it, Henry? What's it meant to be? I know there's a number attached to it, $25 billion. What can you buy for $25 billion? Good evening to you.
Good evening. It's always great being on your show. Thanks for having me again. $25 billion, according to a Beltway, I guess you would call it Booz Allen. Actually, they think can buy you some protection. $25 billion, however, is the down payment this year for the first installment. And what the president has selected from a memo he got from the Pentagon that will cost, they think, $175 billion. So there are a lot of numbers flying around. Of course, if you go to the Congressional Budget Office, they'll tell you it's one half to a full $1 trillion. And the critics, of course, say it will never get built. I think it's already done some good in at least upsetting the Chinese.
What do we get for $1 trillion? What's it look like?
Well, this is the question that will be asked at every hearing until there either is something deployed or the program dies. I think it's a work in progress. Some experts say, the space-based portion will be sensors initially. There won't be any shooters or many, and it will not afford a lot of protection from space. But there'll be a lot more ground-based systems, they say. Others say, no, we're going to do a lot from space that will shoot down. And that's the linchpin. That's the comparative advantage. That's what's got the Chinese worried. Others say, it's really about integrating lots of sensors and lots of shooting systems. And the integration of all those sensors and telling them what to do, when to do, is really the magic of the system. It isn't so much whether it's on the ground or space. All of these things probably are true to some extent. Figuring out what we're going to do when and how much we're going to protect the lower 48 versus all of America's possessions versus bases overseas versus that plus allies, I think is very much a game in play. What's fascinating is the president has said, we're going to get this up before I leave office in 36 months or 40 months or whatever. Well, we have ringside seats, I guess, is the way to look at this. I'm not sure I gave you the answer. I gave you the range of answers that we're going to be entertaining.
Let's come down to planet Earth.
Yeah.
Director General Rafael Grossi of the IAEA talks about drone overflights of nuclear plants. I believe we've been talking about this for 3 years, Henry, of the threat to a nuclear power plant in a battle zone. Are they moving the story here?
Well, a little, insofar as the cognitive dissonance is in play here. The director rightly points out having drones overfly nuclear facilities is a bad thing. Sometimes they hit things and explode, and it's not good for nuclear safety. You know, he's got that right. But then when he is pressed, well, do you think the International Atomic Energy Agency should be getting into the business of attributing whose drone is hitting whose nuclear facility? He said, absolutely not. That's a political nightmare, or diplomatic nightmare. I don't want to be a part of that. Well, that raises the question. How do we work this? Now, you know, one way is to have some superpower like the United States say, well, we think so-and-so did X. The problem with that is not everybody likes to listen to us, and maybe even less now over the last 10 or 15 years, you know, than before. I think, however, it's a problem that deserves attention. One idea worth investigating is we do space surveillance assessment data exchanges with anyone. The United States will tell you what we think is up there and where it is, certainly anything commercial. And other countries tell us as well, so we don't hit one another in a way. Well, we could do data exchanges on, well, here are the drones that operated over sensitive critical infrastructure, including our nuclear plants. They were flying at this altitude, this speed. They had X number of rotors. Maybe they were operating at a certain frequency, et cetera, et cetera. I think we need to start building a picture of what the threat is so that we can learn more if they do hit things about how to discover who's to blame and what to do. We're not there, but I think what Mr. Grossi is doing, consciously or not, is raising the profile on the need to get going on doing something like that.
Nuclear power. Australia, debating whether or not nuclear power is in the future for Australia's grid. This is the same debate that's going on in Denmark and Norway and Sweden and other parts of Europe. Is it worthy? Are they discovering something new about nuclear power?
Well, the debate there is fascinating. The Liberal Party lost badly, and lost badly in part by their own admission, by pushing the idea that the government of Australia should subsidize and pay for several nuclear power plants. This was a plank that a subgroup of their coalition, they have a coalition with the National Party, was very adamant about. And so the Liberals took it up. And the Australian public said, how much will this cost? Who's going to pay for it? And the Liberals are actually Liberals with a, traditional meaning of liberal. They have always been against government intrusion into the economy, and they were arguing the opposite, and they got hit with it, saying, well, you're hypocrites. So they now say, well, we should at least reconsider that position. And the folks that were adamant in the coalition to push it said, well, no, it should be, we shouldn't reconsider it. We already have decided to do it. Well, that broke up that party. Now, I think, in fairness to the Liberals, they have a point, and that is, who was going to pay for it? And if it was the government, how could they call themselves true liberals in the old traditional sense of having free market have as much a role in things as possible?
Henry,
and they knew it.
Henry Sikorski, Executive Director, Nonproliferation Policy Education Center at the Golden Dome and Nuclear Power. I'm John Batchelor.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.